wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
People will often talk to you about the good things that are, you know, lying ahead for you today. Let's talk about something nobody talks about. Let's talk about what bad decisions and poor decisions we're going to make in our lives today. They start early. They start with that good intention to make your kids healthy breakfast. Out the window. Just eat whatever, I'm miserable. I can have the cereal. What poor decisions are you likely to make today? You know the one that says, I should go to the office today. I've got a feeling today should be the office day. You get up and you leave and you're standing dog poo in the lawn on the way out. You already know it's a poor decision going to the office today.
It's a sign.
Get in the car. You almost reverse into a pole. Head down the road. And as you turn the corner, the road that you can't do a U-turn on, you're bumper to bumper traffic. Oh. And you're going, poor decision I've made today. Listen, we're feeling okay because we're not alone if we've made poor decisions today already. Anya, what decisions have you made or are you going to make today?
Well, this I kind of regretted the second I said it because past experience should have taught me something here. But anyway, I asked my husband to make dinner tonight. And past experience should have taught me that maybe was not the wisest idea. Unless you like one cook pasta mince. Good, but I should have thought that one through. I might just revert on my decision and go, oh, sweetie, I found a fantastic deal at Mr. Delivery. See, my husband hates cooking, so if I get him out of it, he will not question it. He will not. And I know I'm going to get away with it because my husband's at work already and he's not listening to the radio.
Keith said, I went to buy a muffin. They only had a pack of six. Three of them have since disappeared. Keith, that is a great decision. That's not a poor decision. That's a great decision. What do the stats say, Phil?
So there was a survey done by four different universities overseas. Participants regret 30% of decisions on a daily basis, and they forecasted to regret 70% of decisions they're going to make in future.
That's a lot of regret.
Yeah.
Wow.
30% of decisions we've already made, we regret. And 70% of them that we are probably going to make, we already predict that we're going to regret those.
So what happened this morning? Paul says, I've parked illegally. You're going to find out in about 30 minutes how that turned out. Paul, good luck with that. In the north, it's a big thing for parents to ramp their 4x4s on the pavement at the school. Now, I have a Bucky, right? I've never ramped the pavement with it. I could.
Yes.
I could. I just feel too guilty.
Don't.
Liar.
I swear. I swear I do. Because you know what? I feel that I get judged by looking. Some people like a Minchapla. You know who I'm talking about, the Minchapla parents.
Yes.
Right? They're at every school.
Yeah.
Minchapla. Geen skamte. Right? They shall proceed to do whatever they please.
I'm going to drive up the stairs of the school with
your car. They will. And you can see. You can see they live in there. They live and good for them. Mm. Yeah, like each to their own. I'm not judging. I'm just not going to do that. What poor decision have you made this morning?
I've made two.
Oh.
First one, I told my wife to calm down. I don't know if I'm going to get silent treatment for the rest of the week.
Oh. Sharon, my friend, you've set up. It's only 7:45 in the morning. You have. Oh, man. I don't know. You win.
I've got no words for you, Sharon.
Hang on. Did you say you've made two? That one's enough for 100. Yeah. Now, what's the other poor decision?
The second one, I should have listened to you, G. My poor Man United is. It gives me a moment of hope, and then the next moment, it just knocks the stuffing out of you.
Come on, you guys, everything turns. Every team that you support and goes through phases.
Hold on, Ryan.
This is not the time to talk about soccer. Sherwin is trying to distract from the fact that he told his wife to calm down this morning.
Oh, yeah, this is true. Well done, Sherwin. Sherwin sidestepped us all there, me included. I was like, trying to be hopeful for Man United, and then I've forgotten that he just told his wife to come.
I thought I could get away with that one.
Sherwin, listen, all the best today, my friend. If you think you've got problems supporting United, you've got bigger issues, my friend. You've got bigger issues. I hope today is a peaceful one.
If you guys don't hear from me,
put your location on, okay? Just keep in touch with us over the next 24 hours.
Yeah, mark yourself safe, please.
Please mark yourself.
Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.